From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
The subject is entitled The Man Who Would Not Be Silenced. And we're going to read about that man in Mark chapter 10. And we'll begin our reading at the verse 46. And they came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more, a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Then Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. Then Jesus answered and said unto him, What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight, and he followed Jesus in the way. May the Lord bless this reading from his precious word. If we look closely at the information given us here concerning Bartimaeus, we will see a likeness to ourselves in this man. That may seem incredible to many. If you can't see your likeness to him, it only proves your likeness to him, because you too are blind. All mankind by nature are afflicted with the twin evils of blindness and poverty. All of us. We might live in luxury, but we dwell in poverty, and we dwell in blindness. The Lord Jesus, in John chapter 3, and it's the verse 3, said this to a Pharisee, who was very well learned, but spiritually blind. He said, Except a man be born again, he cannot see. It's important for us to notice that he said, Except a man be born again, he cannot see. Cannot see spiritual things. Cannot understand spiritual things. A blind man cannot see the beauty of the countryside. The activities that are going on around him. You could silently creep up on a blind man and he wouldn't see you. Just like the devil creeps up on men and they don't see him. Just like sin creeps up on men and they don't see it. Paul the Apostle, 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and the verse 4. The God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. The gospel shining on blind minds makes no impression. That's what man is by nature. Man cannot see himself. He cannot see his sin, and he certainly cannot see the Savior. Oh, how blind man is to spiritual things. Now, blindness, maybe not so much today, but certainly in times past, was associated with poverty. Blindness induced poverty. If you're blind, you can't work. You can't earn money. You can't buy what you need. That's why this man was a beggar, because he was blind. That's the only thing he could do, go out and beg, hoping that some would take pity on him. Now, we are poor as a result of our spiritual blindness. We have great debts. For the Lord taught his disciples to pray in Matthew chapter 6 and the verse 12, Forgive us our debts. That's what sin is. That's another name for sin. Debts. Every time you sin, you increase your debt with God. Your poverty increases as a result of sin. Only the grace of God can deliver us from this dreadful plight of being blind and consequently being poverty-stricken. Do you not see, then, a likeness of yourself in Bartimaeus? Now the blind man is aroused by the noise of a passing multitude. Those ears of the blind man, you know, could tell a lot. He could tell when a man passed on a horse. He could tell when a man passed on a donkey. Different sound to the trotting of a donkey than there is to the trotting of a horse. He could tell a man passing on foot by the sound. He probably could distinguish between a man and a woman passing. The different sound. He could learn quite a bit through hearing and smell as to what was happening. And this day, he heard a multitude. Why, the sound of all the feet would tell him. This was a great crowd. And the sound, too, of the chattering of the crowd would tell him that it was a crowd. And he could even tell something of the spirit of the crowd, because they would have been excitedly talking one to another, not a low little murmur of casual conversation, but there would have been an excited exchange between them because they were following the Lord Jesus. They were in the company of Christ. They had seen him work so many wonderful miracles. Then they were all excited and agitated. And the blind man could have picked up that as he listened. He probably asked, "What's happening? What's happening?"
I think that that's implied in the verse 47. "And when he heard,"
he asked, you see, and somebody answered. Maybe many answered,
"that Jesus of Nazareth was passing."
As soon as he heard that, he began to shout. He began to shout.
Look at what he shouted. Verse 47 again, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me."
Hearing the news that Jesus of Nazareth was passing, he began to shout to him. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." They couldn't keep him quiet. He was determined to be heard. Let's learn that Bartimaeus was aroused to cry because of his own circumstances. That's what made him cry. You see, he was a poor blind man in poverty with no hope of things ever getting any better. In fact, it could only get worse as he would get older. His health would begin to fail. He faced the prospect of a most miserable death with none to care for him. He wasn't like so many today who might well have shouted out, "I have a right to have my sight restored." But this man had a greater understanding of himself and of the ways of God, and he recognized that it was a mercy he was seeking. He had no right to his sight. He couldn't quarrel with the great Creator or with the providence that caused him to be a blind man. He wasn't quarrelling with God. He wasn't saying, "You shouldn't have made me like this. I have a right to be like other people and see." No. He said, "Lord, have mercy on me. I can't quarrel with my condition. Have mercy upon me." Because none of us can quarrel with our conditions, men and women, because we're sinners. And as sinners, we're subject to all the miseries of this life because of our sins. If we have ill health, that's part of the lot of being the son or the daughter of Adam. He threw away our health by his sin, and death came upon all mankind. This blindness was but an evidence of the workings of death. His eyes were dead. He knew that one day all of his being would be subject to that same dark power. And it was because of sin. Therefore he didn't say, "I have a right." But he said, "Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy."
May the Lord help you to put your trust in the Savior. We'll come back to this next week. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.